All right, so we got this message from Victoria.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I hear you guys helping listeners out. I think I may need some advice.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a family get-together at a park last weekend. It was nice to get family together, but we don't see too often.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the family's awesome. But as with any family, we have some that make life difficult.
Okay.
For extended family and friends, we posted photos on social media.
Mm-hmm.
We got so much great feedback from everyone. But my cousin's wife,
mm-hmm.
they came up from Florida. She's very distant. Her kids are sweet. They played with my kids, had a blast. So I posted the photos I had of our kids having fun. Mm-hmm. Well, my cousin's wife said that she didn't want any photos of her kids on social media.
Okay.
So respectfully, I took the photos down. I then get another message that there are still three photos where her kids can kind of be seen in the background.
Okay.
Now that I'm a little annoyed, I just put some Lego characters' heads over her kids and left the photos up.
Mm-hmm.
They were the best photos we had.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my cousin's wife flips out, says that I was being rude and disrespectful, and that she expects the photos to be down by day's end.
Oh, wow.
Well, it is 2 days, and I have not taken them down. And I am ignoring my cousin's messages and calls. Am I being a jerk? Should I just take the photos down?
Wow. Drawing the line in the sand over some photos.
Yeah, she wouldn't even, like, accept just covering the faces.
Yeah, I mean,
which I thought was cute and clever.
I was going to say, I kind of like that as a compromise.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the rest of the family wants to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great family photo. It's kind of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I understand Victoria's position.
So you're saying no, not being a jerk.
I don't know. She did take the first ones down.
I think it's the ignoring
the phone calls,
right, and the texts because she doesn't want to deal with it. I understand. I understand that feeling where you're like, listen. I'm done with this. I'm mentally, right. I'm done with this.
Right.
We already had our get together. It's what's done is done. It's done.
You are making a mountain out of a molehill.
Right.
Yeah. And maybe she just needs to say that. She needs to like confront it. Just like, okay, I think you're being ridiculous. I've covered your kids' faces.
Yeah.
The rest of the family wants the pictures out there. They're good pictures of the family. We want to share them. So.
At least she chose Lego characters and not like clown faces.
Right.
Like if she had chosen clown face emojis, then I could see how maybe that's a little more offensive than just Lego character
faces.
Or
maybe like the baby or the kid faces. Maybe we just switch it out. Is she mad about the Lego faces? I think we have one more conversation. Just say, all right, listen, I think this is getting a little crazy.
Yeah. How much are we accommodating this person though?
Well, that's what she's saying, like, I feel like I've accommodated her and now she's still like harassing me about it. So do we like take one more phone call and say, listen, this is kind of crazy. This is ridiculous. You know, the rest of the family wants the photos up. I've concealed your kids' faces. Why is that not okay?
We got a text from a listener that says block her because she's going to never be happy about anything.
Ooh.
Text from a listener. She covered the faces. Now tell her to get over it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we need to have a confrontation about it instead mm-hmm. of just avoiding the situation. I know she's trying not to be rude, but at this point, you're just going to have to confront it head on and say, listen, I concealed your kids' faces. What do you need me to do?
Like, why I don't even think okay you say, that? What do you need me to do? Because then that.
Well, she's going to say, take it down.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And if you don't want to take it down, then don't ask, don't give her the option.
Yeah. And then Victoria says, I'm not taking it down. So I've respected your wishes in covering their identities.
Right.
And so that should be done. That
right.
should be it. Good to see you. It's great spending time with you. Okay, bye.
Is there anyone listening who is in family drama over a photo? Something that is posted somewhere where half the family loves it, half the family's like, this is awful.
That's an awful picture of me. I hate it. Take it down.
Right, right. I'd love to hear those stories. 502-795-1997. But yeah, I mean, Victoria, I don't think you're the jerk. I don't even think you have to necessarily answer the call, but I think you should at least say, hey, this is why I'm keeping it up. And you know, just tell her.
It's a compromise, so hopefully see the compromise in it, and, you know, we can move on.
Yeah, I mean, just tell her you're keeping it up. This is why I'm keeping it up, and so, you know, your kids'
otherwise,
faces are blocked.
Otherwise, they're just going to keep calling incessantly, and you're going to have to keep ignoring it. So just face it head on.
Right.
Shut it down.
Ashley did say, hey, you could always post them in an album that is set to private and only invite family to view it. So that could also be a compromise where you're like, all right, well, instead of the entire public seeing it, maybe it's just for family's eyes.
What if they want the public to see their pretty family?
Anyways. All right. Well, hey, good luck with that, Victoria. And would love to hear your stories if you're involved in some family drama over a picture. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll get to some of your stories on the way. So we just talked about Victoria's family drama over a photo that got posted on social media. And are you involved in some sort of family drama over a picture? I got a message from listener Sheila. Said, my grandma literally cut my boyfriend out of a family picture, like with scissors.
Oh, wow.
No, we didn't break up. We're still dating, in fact. Grandma just didn't want anyone who wasn't, quote, family in the photo.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, wow.
I was like, that's a lovely.
Come back to me when you get married.
That's a lovely photo. Here, let me see it real quick.
Let me fix it. I'm going to fix that.
Andy texted in and said, I had a picture of me and my cousins I posted on Facebook as a teenager. Then my uncle, when my uncle's crazy wife decided she didn't like me for unrelated reasons, 10 years later, she sent me a message on Facebook about the picture, which was so buried that I had to search for an hour and a half to find it.
Wow.
I wasn't even friends with this woman on Facebook anymore, so she only saw it since other family members were tagged. I left the picture up. She and I hadn't talked in years. She was estranged from most of the family, and I didn't have the energy to even respond to her.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have bothered either.
Wow.
10 years later, she's all like, take the picture down.
Yeah.
No, honey. No.
Then Jenna, I was playing on my dad's phone, found a picture of some lady with my dad on his phone when I was little. Asked who it was. He told me it was his friend, Amber.
Oh, gosh.
I later mentioned it in passing to my mom.
Oh, no. You could just ask his friend, Amber.
That turned into his mistress. My parents are now divorced.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Listen, Jenna, it wasn't your fault. It was going to come out anyways.
You were caught in the crosshairs.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's an unfortunate way that all unfolded.
Amber. Why is it always an Amber? There are Ambers listening going, you know what?
Listen.
You're right.
No, there are other Ambers going, I've never been a part of anything like that. Stop dragging my name through the mud.
But the other 75% of Ambers are going, yep, gotta be honest.
And Ashley's are going, yeah, no, it's totally Amber.
Oh, gosh, all right. Anyways, hey, thank you for the stories.